In the mid-1980s, Oak Bay artists Imke Pearson and Elizabeth Klima took a short trip to Vancouver, where they attended several art tours. Inspired by the concept, which was not yet available in their own community, they decided to export the idea back to Oak Bay. "They were fun and fascinating," said Pearson. "Went to somebody's studio and talked to the person and got to know the artist, which means a lot more than if you're just in a gallery and you never meet the artist and vice versa." With no formal event organizing experience, but driven by a shared passion for art and connecting with local enthusiasts, the two women hosted a first impromptu art tour at Klima's house in 1986. "It was illegal," said Pearson, smiling. Holding this clandestine event for a few years, everything changed when the then mayor of Oak Bay, Christopher Costin, visited the two artists. Although Pearson's heart skipped a beat when she saw the man enter her property, the politician thought highly of this novel and unique idea. "He stood in my living room, and he said, 'What a good idea to have studio tours. You get to know your neighbors,'" she said. In 1999, the tour became an official biannual community event. Unknowingly, Klima and Pearson had laid the groundwork for what is now the Oak Bay Artists Studio Tour, which celebrated its 25th anniversary this past weekend, November 16-17. Over the years, the event expanded to include 14 houses open for tours, with Oak Bay's Monterey Recreation Center featuring the work of 11 local artists. Nearing her 85th birthday, the painter and sole surviving founder believes this year will be her swan song. Still, Pearson is honored to see the legacy of this long-standing tradition carried forward by a strong community of Oak Bay artists. "I really hope this will carry on," said Pearson. "It has brought the community together, with neighbors coming in, and it's wonderful that way."